get a stand out of 10 for you.
Yep.
This guy knows to give him that. So how are we getting along?
Not bad.
One thing that I was wondering, is there a standard control that you use to connect the different things, like if you're in the topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text? Or whatever. Is there a particular type of control? That, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, night controls?
I think there is. Just because the topic box and all this is based on what was it called? Night text area or something?
Okay.
In text area, I don't know what it is. it has some sort of highlighting stuff there. So you should probably look at the. I'm not sure if it's inbuilt there, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do one for speaker, I guess, and all the rest, right?
What?
Well, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
That I want to talk about that, actually. The speaker data processing is fine, but I would like particularly want to do the GUI for it.
You don't?
No. Not really. If you want to do that,
yeah,
then,
I was thinking that.
Then
I was
tell me how you want the data presented. Because
yeah.
Do you want me to tell you? Because at the moment, I've created two classes. One that represents speakers, one that represents the meetings, and the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and the speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So there's two separate classes. Do you want
okay?
Them?
Yeah.
And they're two different objects, and you can recall they can write it writes the objects, and then you call the objects back, and they those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, but that's why I wanted to know how. What's the easiest way to have the data?
So, have you already calculated all this data? What are you supposed
yes,
to do that?
Yes, basically all calculated.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
All right.
Okay.
Which means if you just call the an null structure and call the load, and then call it that, and you can create a list of them or a vector of them or whatever you want to do. And then, or just call them one at a time to populate a window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Yeah.
How should it come back as?
What's easiest to
describe? That might also help, like, when he was talking about, like, have an architecture that things are going to plug into.
Yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular. I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we're doing, or what else we're doing.
Yeah.
Actually, even the searches or whatever, and just
yeah,
sort of thing. I mean, search results, if they're all in a predictable thing with a name, certain properties,
yeah.
Or a list of properties, vector,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I can have it so that it returns you a. Because at the moment, the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. And then it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh yeah.
So it can either come back as a you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, just a string noise, x percent. It will say a vector that's called, I don't know, whatever. You can either have like an embedded vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person. Or, whatever. What the easiest thing to do? How do you want to display?
Me, I can do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around. Right.
Exactly.
So what Whenever we open a window for one speaker.
Yeah. See, that's the key. How did we? Do you know how to look at that again? If it's in that format,
yeah.
It's speaker. It's speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not okay. So all of this, all that's calculated as well, still the speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing actually. The influences are. I lived in Germany for 6 months. Don't know if that had any effect. I spent too much time talking to Brits. No, it's a bizarre thing. They weren't these people coming. So and then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialogue accent. I don't think that'd be difficult. So then does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Although we could do the one highlighted.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, for I'm using for other talk to task processing, it says like get talk time, and you take a name, so that would call that and call the meetings method that said return that, and that would populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. And the same for that.
I mean that would be implementing what you said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most, something like that. So you could. You can zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke, and you can pick the one that.
Yeah.
Looks most
so that would be easy as well. Yeah.
So, do you want to do that then?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
So random things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Get talk time. I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
So each time are you going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It processes a whole lot offline and stores it as an object.
Okay.
And then they're much, much smaller. They're only left for one, one K.
So that's all just pre-processed?
Yeah, just all pre-processed. And then it's just each one of the objects got a bunch of return methods. You have to recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor. Because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores its own object.
Right.
And then if you call a null constructor, then you call load, and you can call load on whatever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like one object
for each meeting?
That's nice. Oh, each meeting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I
wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing. Wow.
Yeah, it tells you who participated at the moment. It tells you who participated and the amounts they participated.
Right. Okay.
In percentages and in time as well.
Can you put in there what topic we're speaking about as well?
Yeah, that'd be easy.
I could use that for the topic pop up window.
Right. Yeah, don't too difficult. But that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated for topics.
That wasn't what?
Or just return a null or
no topic specified, default, There are some default unknowns actually. A lot of people don't give the range.
Because at the moment, if you right-click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That would be a problem, and then you could do a search over the meetings, over the objects, because that's the thing. These are so small that you can load all of the whole lot up and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in what, no problem, or what topics were in what.
Okay.
So it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What,
you know,
the global statistics come straight off of that, don't they? Because they're just for the
so that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I don't think it's
difficult. We just got to decide on what we
want. What we want, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important than I did that first.
Yeah. So it's all usable now, can I do it tonight?
No, design the GUI first, and because if the problem is if you change the classes, the object serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny. If I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you would never be able to load the objects back up.
Oh, I see.
And you'd have to, and then you'd have multiple copies of objects all over the place and you'd get silly, I think.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
What do you mean a picture?
Just that.
But it's not going to take forever.
That doesn't take
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it won't take very long to get it all finished up. But I'll need to have done all of this stuff too first. Because otherwise the objects won't be the same.
Sounds good. So where's that? Is that stored in the...
That is on my home directory.
On your home directory? Not in there?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's finished up with the
Actually, I can upload my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file, just to load this one instead of the default.
All right.
So it's 2 lines of code.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do with that?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Well, yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for loading up the search thing.
Do you want to change that the original mBrowser file then, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your version. Yeah.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did it in my directory.
Okay, so not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy. Yes.
Okay.
I was going to update that one just. Yeah, it just makes sense that.
Well, just tell me when, because
I
usually work on my own copy.
Right. Yeah. And then update
for the day, and then update it without checking if the one in the share.
Yeah,
I
haven't made any changes to it yet. So,
okay.
Yeah. I'll just make that one and let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, 2 lines of code.
Yeah.
For that, so. Anyways, cool. And then you can play. There's not much to do. I have to get better results.
So is that what you're working on now, to present results nicer?
Yeah.
Or?
And just to wire in the topics and what do you want summaries. So,
you mean the highlighting stuff? Or?
Well, also, yeah, like that as well. So, yeah. So I just want to find out what kind of objects for the other ones. So it goes in and highlights.
Actually, for an in-text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got, just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, time highlights, and something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, something like that.
Right.
That's the way I did it to cross highlight between topic and transcripts.
Okay, sounds good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then now once Vanilla gets the index, then that's gonna be kind of fun. Like, I'm just wondering if you had to. Well, the way you're doing, I was gonna ask if the way you were doing, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just because if we do have, like, if the inverted search says that there's 10 documents, are we gonna have to load each of these to the corpus just to do the individual next T search?
That way it doesn't crash, and you try and load all 10 in one, it crashes.
Probably,
it's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different engines simultaneously, it can do that. It can't do them.
Really?
Can't do them if it picks one, because then it's about the amount that each. If you have to kind of call a new class and then it will do it fine. But if you don't,
right,
it,
okay,
that's insane.
Yeah,
okay.
It says okay. Oh yeah, I've got all this space. You can do some. And the guys are going, oh no.
Talk to you now.
It's a nice machine, I guess.
Spent too much time on it. Alright, well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good, so I can fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now, after lots of filling.
Okay.
Oh, they're done, are they? Okay, cool.
Well, you know, just the pop-up.
No pop-up.
It's different,
oh.
Yeah. Because it basically has to set up, like, what about 10 pop-up windows in memory, as in already, initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different windows in. Oh. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the topics, of the meetings that topic was mentioned in.
Okay.
And I have a question about we said we wanted a start screen.
Mm.
What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
Or is it more like
it's the browser. some speech and some music.
It doesn't take too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to, you know, while we're debugging. Getting sick of it. But no, or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we want, maybe we could write on like that, whatever it's called, the top of the window saying, welcome to the Mickey browser.
Yeah. Or a switchboard that comes up that's just a blank form like that with some buttons on.
Yeah.
Load me a meeting, load me a search, load me something else.
Yeah.
With some routine.
Yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop-down menu, as you've seen.
Yeah.
With all the, and that because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
Yeah. I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if they're doing a search on the entire.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should have two options: either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And through that,
once
you've got the results, you click on something.
It's cheaper than XT search. It needs you to have a meeting loading before it'll start doing any searching.
Yeah.
Tools,
well, we can.
Does it?
Put
that
logic in it. Yeah.
You can't. The only decent search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is if you've loaded an observation.
I could probably even. That shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it hasn't loaded, then force them to load one.
Yeah, you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load and search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this NOM object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one search method to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has
one. I suppose we wouldn't want to use, we wouldn't want to use NXT at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally.
Yeah, globally.
So
unless they know what meeting it is.
Then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, well, the things that may just be looking for a word, and, you know, like, and if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to, like,
yeah.
Do we want to, like, if it by default goes with the first one and they want number 5 of the ones that are returned, I mean, then they have to go through.
No, but why do we want default? I mean, just...
Well,
yeah.
Like, to load up. Like, the thing is, I think, like, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and the whatever the window. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you were saying, you have to have a NOM object, right? I mean, before you do a search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah.
We can do local search.
That's true.
Anything.
It doesn't take long to load up anyway. You can load the dumb one up and doesn't have anything.
Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local. So if we're getting any usable data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data.
But the global inverted file search gives the NOM object basically to the local search, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right. But it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that.
Well, yeah,
but
that's always
going
to be the case with search.
Yeah. Only gives one at a time anyway, doesn't it? Because otherwise you crush the thing.
Well, I'm just thinking of some way we could, you know, cache the results in a nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript, or whatever, then we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time when we have a search window, we have like you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, and it has to reload the NOM object, next one. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's not too slow, though, I don't think.
Yeah?
It's not too bad on that.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be a 2 minutes or something.
It always seems to be slow loading up the first time, at least. Like, that's all.
Yeah.
It's just sort of loading it up, test it, trust it, and shut down, loading up. So,
yeah.
So just sort of based on that as well. But if it doesn't take that long each time, then that should be alright.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, the first step only return the meetings, as in not even the meetings, but the name of the meetings.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting.
Yeah, make it strings for as long as possible, and then only return the things when they actually, when it needs to, has to search.
That makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is, they'll save the time. Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
So, or they can check mark against the ones they want to check. So.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of BDB, you know, just do a...
There is,
string.
In one of the papers, they have names,
they have
such
names.
As...
Do they
read
those
later?
Yeah, like the working
even
group that it's part of.
One
do
of
they?
Those.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
right.
I'll probably
we
just
use
that.
Even
yeah.
better understanding or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group, is it?
I
want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
So I put that in already too.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
So again, concretely to the startup white rooms window.
So who would have the IDFs? I mean the DFs. Document frequencies for each word.
Well,
do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Tiskeev's talking about, maybe.
Yeah.
To do the topic label.
Oh, right, that, right, yeah, okay. Yeah,
how is that? I mean, do you think you would have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's being done...
If somebody's done the keywords or the IDFs or the DFs already, wouldn't be not too grubby.
There's a class she was trying to get to work on Friday that did have all that, and it was sort of built in, and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but it... The last I heard, it wasn't working. So she was going to look at, you know, more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we needed to do. But if we need the, if we do need the frequencies,
can't you do an inverted file search without the TF IDF?
I don't know.
I think you need.
Well, it would have been like a list of
the amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount they.
What's it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies. The amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequency is the amount that it occurs in each, one of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about a certain.
So the general score, would that be for the whole of the language or
the core data. Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that and then there, which is going to have a basically equal score.
So what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
Bunch of keywords.
Bunch.
That's probably the easiest.
Just a list of like keywords or something.
Yeah, keywords, pretty sharp words.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse document. Term frequency, inverse document frequency. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for something.
Right.
I don't know whether it will work.
Because that would be really handy then. We can actually test it on the user as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't we can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand segmented at all.
Yeah. Also, keywords give you a whole new type of search. You know, the keyword search, but you could do keyword search could be topic search, couldn't it? It could be the same thing. Instead of, it would just search for keywords when they
telemed, the projection topics, but actually get such a keyword for each. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that
would
work.
Really
nice.
I suppose even calculating the what's its faces themselves wouldn't be too much, too long. The easy bit is probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic, because you don't have to integrate as much
definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF IDF, you just can't rank the search.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking too.
Do we need to?
I mean,
we're just looking for new stuff, I guess.
No, but isn't that what the idea was in the first place, to rank the results? So that
sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, speed the search up, because NXT over the whole of the corpus was just not feasible.
Yeah, but that won't slow down. Ranking won't slow down.
No, but the general inverted file.
Yeah,
oh,
it still uses an inverted
yeah.
file, but it ranks the results
yeah, yeah,
by
yeah.
the amount
that
by the
That would just be a nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, it doesn't matter. No.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we have that in the document.
True.
No, we don't.
So what? It's only into them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, nice time.
Because I'm only going to do this
if I've
got time anyways.
Because I mean, then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but also how often that word occurred in that meeting. That would be so useful.
We just give you a rank. It would. That
yeah.
was the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know, actually, because the thing is, I mean,
this is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting. If they're looking for a particular term or something, they just want to know if that term exists there and where does it exist and I want to see it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it
yeah.
would
it's
be useful if
how informative. That TF-IDF is an informative score, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, if you have, if you search for language and you return, like, you know, basically all of the meetings,
okay.
you want to see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned
but
it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does a TF-IDF
depends how you treat
that?
The compound noun.
It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together.
Well, like what?
I don't know. Just something like
language
Edinburgh University. Yeah.
That's a compound noun.
Well, sunny day.
Sunny
yeah.
day, yeah. That's an adjective,
okay.
yeah. In its most simple form, it would do separate rank for each one, each term. You could make it more complicated and make it different.
Let's not make it more complicated.
And then add those up or something.
Because the thing is that the way we were doing it, we were just looking for the words, period, each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking
yeah,
about
you
it.
Don't
and then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And then if it wasn't, we'd go closer and do the NXT search.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or whatever.
I guess just do some of the. Of the individual TF-IDF for each term returned, and that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score. And the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you a really high thing. It's pretty crude anyway. But it's just looking for. But it's all it's going to do is look for separate. Oh, because then it's going to go into the NXT search and return.
Or we choose the list of meetings that we wanted to search to do that.
That's crude.
Like, I'm just wondering if it's going to give us something cool, then absolutely. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these,
groups
patterns.
Yeah, without doing any word things.
Or also, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, wire, blah, 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 you do wire with a star. And,
I don't know how that works.
Actually, that's a problem for me too. So
that's,
Yeah.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature. If you were, there's a whole load about it in Manning and Schultz. They've got a whole chunk about it. So just IR, isn't it? It's basic information retrieval.
Okay.
They've got a good chapter on it. If you haven't got it, it's on Cognate.
Yeah, I've got it somewhere. PDF.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of PDFs.
Do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's okay. Good. Okay.
So, to come back to the start screen.
Oh, okay. Sort of.
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have at that meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, if there is one, because they don't all have a longer name. What, the users that spoke? Users that took part?
Yeah.
And then that's probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably, for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do
so
a
that
subset of
yeah, just to give them an idea, general idea of what there is, and so they can pick a
search for stuff, or start working.
Yeah, I guess that's usually.
Or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like, is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately go and browse that.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so-and-so spoke of that, you know, some sort of research group.
Oh.
I want that first meeting, look at that.
Yeah. Browse by meeting, browse by blog, browse by speaker. Like, no, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top. Like, if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, and we just, we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could keep it more general.
Because we just want to have a way of, you know, because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd want to do?
Yeah.
Like, if they're part of X working group, they want to get in there. Do we want to save preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, and so we'll default to that.
How are we going to know that?
Based on what they did the last time.
You can have the save preferences.
Yeah.
Could have a set for some preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? If you only want to look at
all right, call it favorites.
Yeah.
You could have a favorite.
Well, you just scroll down the list and find your favorite one. I mean,
yeah, it's not enough information.
It's not like they come back every day and do the same browsing.
What was that? I forget. Okay. Well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the startup screen.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a range of things we could do. We could have, like, search options, browse options. I mean, just, I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in any particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, you know,
okay.
You know, guide them. It's just like, hey,
well,
my task is to do this, and there's a button for it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't going to put any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just, like, do commonly used tasks, or just exit and just let me use the program, you know, as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, the main thing, what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Or search something.
Or search.
Yeah, or search, yeah.
Yeah. So even if it just said two things, just said one said, take me straight to this meeting and have a text box you can enter it, or drop down menu. And then another one that said search that led you instantly up with search.
Like a find specific meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy sort of thing.
Yeah. Or one that,
that all happens to the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that sort of.
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens and the search window opens. And that's the interface. And you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just, has a drop down menu that says just, and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the
inside the search window, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a, when you start, it's just one window like that, and it's got all the search stuff right down there. So this is your search.
Mm-hmm.
Just all here. And here is just go to wherever, and the go button. And then from there, it takes you to wherever.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the top it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there.
The drop down
menu. But we want all the information about the name, the longer
Well, we don't actually have usernames, do we? Aren't there all these codes like 11 or whatever?
Maybe if they know the codes and in other corpus.
Yeah, that's true.
In a case like that, we do want drop down. We don't want them to type them, do we?
Yeah.
Drop
down.
And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is good. If you want to search, your search. If you want to look for one meeting and just look at it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
then, yeah, as I said.
That's true. That's. Well, if you have two, one this one there. But when you got two, one for meeting, one for speaker, and you can choose. You can go for go or go for the other. You can't go for both.
I'm not saying you can pick a user. But it should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meetings. So, you know, you have the BDR, whatever it was called, 01. And then it gives you the longer name, blah. And then it gives you the, you know, the participants.
You could do Microsoft Study and hold it over and it pops up a thing.
No.
I was thinking that. But then...
Is that complicated?
No, it's not at all, I think.
A tooltip,
yeah. I've not tried that yet, but
mouse over, isn't it?
Bridge,
I'm looking at them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that not annoying? If you have to.
Get out of the bloody way, I'm trying to test them.
Yes!
We
do that a lot, don't we? No, but, you know, to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse over that one, wait for it to pop up.
That's annoying. But that's why you could just have a list of your users then. And you just say, I want to look for this user. Great. Find me, and then it pulls up a list of all the ones who've got that user. And then you search. But then you're doing search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's doing the quick access.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on it.
Yeah, or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking that updates.
Yeah, as you go over there.
Then
that
more
doesn't
more
get
more
just like in the way.
Yeah,
maybe
that's the best idea then.
Yeah.
So you've got a drop down menu, a search button, not search, go button. And then some sort of field which updates dynamically depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah, the full name and the speakers.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We can do all of that without even ever going anywhere near loading up a thing.
Nom.
A meeting, a nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does nom actually stand for?
I think it's a night object model.
Yeah,
night,
isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I think in that case it's the right corpus. Is that
night,
right,
yeah,
or
it is,
corpus,
you're right, it's the right corpus. Yeah. Night right corpus, and then you've got night right elements, and then you've got night right attributes.
You've got lots of non something, and then night something, and then n something.
Yeah, I think the n ones are interfaces, and the night one of the ways around, one's an interface, and one's actually an implemented class. Because you go back enough. I mean, what's his name of the weekend? The API is all right, but there's not a lot of description in it. It's very clear.
No. And most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying, you've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. So you end up just saying, it returns a n text box. Okay, what's that though? It's an implementation of an n text box.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Oh, what's going?
Yeah. No, definitely. It's not great, though. Right. So, anyone else got anything to say?
Not really. Just going to keep on going.
Do we want another meeting at the end of the week with Penela?
Might be useful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like Friday afternoon or something?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll probably probably more to talk about.
Yeah, I should have more to talk about.
Okay.
I mean,
then we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier, maybe? 3 or?
If you
all
like.
Right.
Well,
I
we think can just discuss that on Friday if you have
yeah,
it.
That's true. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Just after SPT?
Possibly. I don't know. Usually by then. So, need a break.
Yeah. But that means
although,
right
well,
after.
I don't know, because it's lab and try and get some work done
yeah.
for the
for
lab
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, that can be fine.
Yeah.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What?
Friday morning?
3 o'clock?
Three o'clock.
Or you want to give up?
I don't know, maybe I think I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because
I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class, well, 3 of us have class at 12.
How about?
So we say 3 o'clock and then if there's a serious problem.
Or if we could try one, we could try shortly after. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a long meeting then. Would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for you, then.
No, that would only give us like
35
minutes
or something.
Okay.
Well, what?
It's fine.
How about quite late,
that.
Like, you know, 5 or 6?
3 is better than 5
yeah,
or 6.
Yeah.
Well, 3 o'clock. Let's say 3 o'clock.
Just say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a problem with that, then. If 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 will be a problem. I thought I'd be here. But
okay.
I don't think that will be. I'm not sure.
I'll write this meeting up and I'll send it to Penny as well.
Okay.
Is she collecting?
No.
You just sent it to her.
Because she's not here.
No, I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. School for
I
the gift.
I collect meeting summaries.
I thought somebody was collecting them. But, well, that's what I thought when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we should probably do that.
Yeah.
Then we know who's missed them.
So, can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done progress on the speaker characterization.
Yep.
Who does the speaker characterization? We mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the search should be ranked. And Marshall, do you have anything?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about, but yeah, it should be fine. It's just progressing. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? For
no.
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice at the end.
I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot. Just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term, I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
How so?
Yeah. I think it would give you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up, but they're not together. Or if they are, it just doesn't. You're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for a language. Then you might have some topics which have as a some meetings which have as a topic language. They specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly like once or twice, saying my language is German or something stupid
right.
that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow, or be nice anyway.
Yeah, that would
in
help
in
a
that
lot
sense,
for single
word.
Terms. It would be
yeah.
very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
For multiple terms, we can just do something really simple.
Yeah.
I mean,
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could penalize it. You could just put.
But
a
you
weight.
Still have to do the search. You still have to do the NXT search then. Right?
Yeah, you do
if
the NXT search, so it doesn't show
yeah.
up together.
Yeah.
Either
yeah.
disregard it or put a weighting
yeah.
against
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. yeah.
If you, how many pairs you get?
Well, it wouldn't show up on the search results if
yeah,
it just didn't exist.
Just
yeah. So then just next.
Just disregard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You just do it really simply, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have the
well,
results.
We'll have to
before.
Talk to Pernilla about this then,
yeah,
just because
yeah.
see how she's Yeah, that's good. We are using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but you know, there's actually, yeah.
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because some things you're going to get a lot of results for.
Yeah, that's true.
And if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom and it was actually the most relevant one, something
well, the thing
like that
is also,
push it up.
I mean, if it's, well, yeah. Yeah, okay, searching. And then we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages in, then it's going to show you those and
yeah.
rank them as to which is the highest.
Which is the highest.
Okay, okay, I see that.
And also, with something like Sunny Day, the... if Sunny and Day aren't mentioned together a lot, but Sunny just happens to be mentioned once, its term will be low and it will push down the other one if you combine them, if you just add them together.
Well, the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately and see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, yeah. But you have no ranking system at the moment.
Yeah.
So if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the TF-IDF, it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of the...
Mm-hmm.
I presume you only have, you return all results for all, say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know what
well,
it's
not that
doing.
Many meetings.
But
yeah there, are 70, but there are 75 meetings.
Is there really?
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. So if you return 75, where do you stop? How do you rank them or something? Or if it turns 20, even if it turns 20, do you cut it off at 10? Do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Look through them all.
Through them all, yeah. One at a time.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow. You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language. In a sense. Well, we'll discuss it again on Friday.
So is that it?
Yep.
So.
Done?
Tick.
Tick.
Okay.
I've signed up already. She's just across the way. So have you looked at the SPT coursework?
No. Well, very briefly. I mean, I worked through some of the stuff just as class was over the other day. Well, as you just kind of get everything working.
Where?
Just right across the
way.
Doesn't it pop?
Well, I just did the basic, like, manuscripts was all I did.
But he hasn't given us the thing that says what we've got to do yet.
I don't think technically, except for that document thing, which maybe we'll get removed from the, like, the do the write-up.
Yes. Is that what, like, writing literature review?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.